Welcome to Reflect on This. Hello, I am Johnny Henshaw. This is the podcast version of devotionals I send to my family and friends. In these devotionals, I share the things I'm learning about the ways and nature of God through applying my study of the Scriptures to the world around me. Please join me today as we reflect on this. Here is a helpful quote from chapter 15 of Dr. Chris Thurman's book entitled The Lies We Believe. Most of us have a mixture of healthy self-focus, which is an appropriate concern about ourselves and our valid needs being met, and unhealthy self-focus, which is an overly strong sense of self-centeredness and entitlement about our needs being met. God calls us to live in the former and die to the latter. Focus on dying to our unhealthy self-focus and fulfilling the biblical challenge to put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Ephesians 4:22. Dr. Thurman then lists 9 characteristics of unhealthy self-focus. Have a grandiose sense of self-importance. Fantasize about success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Feel you are a cut above. Require excessive admiration. Feel entitled to special treatment. Exploit others to achieve personal gain. Lack empathy for the feelings, wishes, and needs of others. Envy others and feel others are envious of you. Have a pompous and arrogant behavior. Well, if the truth be told, each of us probably struggle with some of these characteristics at various times and in varying degrees. But when these characteristics are exhibited in consistently excessive ways, the condition is referred to as narcissism. Who are the best biblical examples of unhealthy self-focus? The Pharisees. Consider the words of Jesus from Matthew 23, verses 3 through 7. The Pharisees do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels of their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. So you can see that the Pharisees displayed all 9 characteristics of unhealthy self-focus. Consider this. God is love, 1 John 4:8. He has revealed His love for us through Jesus, John 3:16. The primary characteristic that Jesus uses to display His love for us is through His humility. Matthew 11:29 says, "All of you, take up my yoke and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for yourselves." So if we are to put off the old self of unhealthy self-focus, how do we do that? Live a life of humility, following the example of Jesus. First, why is this important for us to do? Well, the Bible has many warnings on this topic, such as the following. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5, "But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self." I'll pause here and note that the first characteristic in Paul's long list of sinful behaviors is lovers of self. In many ways, all of the other sinful behaviors listed in these verses are merely the results of the first one. Unbridled self-centeredness, lovers of self. And Romans 16, verses 17 through 18, "Now I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause dissensions and obstacles contrary to the doctrine you have learned. Avoid them, for such people do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites." But back to the really hard question, How do we live a life of humility? Dr. Thurman offers the following lists of the primary characteristics of humility. I propose that we learn these characteristics and ask God to develop these characteristics in our lives. To each of these characteristics, I've added some relevant scriptures I discovered in my personal study. Here are the characteristics of humility. Number one, aim to serve, not to be served. Don't consider yourself entitled. Jesus is our example. Do what he did. Matthew 20, verses 26 through 28. Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. And John 13:14, if I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Number two, value others more highly than yourself. Philippians 2, verses 3 through 4 says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. And Luke 9:23, then he said to them all, if anyone wants to come with me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Examples of valuing others more than yourself? Don't promote yourself. Honor and respect other people, such as when they are talking. Number three, think accurately about yourself. Romans 12, verse 3 says, for if by the grace given to me, I warn everyone among you. For by the grace given to me, I warn everyone among you not to estimate and think of himself more highly than he ought, not to have an exaggerated opinion of his own importance, but to rate his ability with sober judgment, each according to the degree of faith apportioned by God to him. Avoid either overvaluing or undervaluing our own abilities, gifts, and traits. Humility requires sober judgment of self. Humility is an accurate sense of self. As is often quoted, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it is thinking of yourself less. Freely admit your flaws, mistakes, and failures, and ask God and others for help to change. Number four, submit to one another. Ephesians 5:21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Some examples of submitting to one another: be teachable, seek the advice of others, choose to be corrected without defending yourself, choose to not have to be right, don't consider any task as too small for you or beneath you, be patient with hurting people. Jesus is our role model on submission. He submitted to God the Father, John 6:38. He taught submission to government authorities, Mark 12:17. Note that, as followers of Jesus, we are ultimately submitted to God and are therefore following the example of Jesus. If there is ever a question about whether or not to submit to another person, such as when they invite us to do something that violates our conscience, our submission to God always provides our answer. And number five, let others be the center of attention. 1 Peter 5:5 says, and all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Examples of how to let others be the center of attention: rejoice when others are celebrated. Let other people have a better story than yours. Avoid promoting yourself. Today, I encourage you to reflect on this. It is my hope that this podcast will encourage and inspire everyone who hears it to do two things: to apply the Scriptures to your daily life in such a way that it changes how you think, act, and live, and to consider how you can likewise encourage your loved ones to do the same thing. Will you join me in this adventure?